Today's Shir's Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tez Zayin on the base, the bottom line. We learned that the Mishnah Sanhedrin Gedolah, the members of Sanhedrin Gedolah, Hoysa was 71 members. Shnember, as the Pasuk says, Isvuli Shivim Ish Mezikne Yisrael, gathered together 70 people. Moshe Al Gabei, and Moshe was on top of all 70, that equals 71. Yehuda says that the amount of members there were in the Sanhedrin Gedolah was 70. Says the Gemara, begins the Gemara, Maitam the Rabbanon. How do we understand the opinion of the Rabbanon, the Amrei, that they just said, as we quoted Moshe Al Gabeim? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu, where do we find in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was one on top? So the Achronim asked the question. We've learned so many times in our Masechta already that the halacha is ein bezdin shakel, that we can't have a bezdin with an even amount of members. So of course there had to be 71, because 70 is an even number. So the Chachamim say a very important terrace. They say that even though we've learned this rule that a Sanhedrin, that we don't have an even number, in a case where the Torah explicitly tells us to have an even number, so then of course we have an even number. So if the Torah HaKadosh says 70, says the Achronim, then the fact that it's not an even number is not what's troubling. There must be a prosik to indicate the Moshe Al Gabeim, to which the Gemara says Amakra. The pasuk says V'yishatzu Sham Imach, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be together with you. Imach, explained the Rabbanon, Vat Bahadayu, Moshe Rabbeinu should be with them, but separate. So the point here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was number 71. So here too, the Achronim asked the question, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned from this pasuk, was equivalent to all of the 70 members of the Sanhedrin. But how do we know from this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu is just the one that's on top of all of them? So the Tosfos Yontzov answers that it depends on what context we learn the pasuk. If we learn the pasuk in the context that Moshe Rabbeinu is separate, so indeed the pasuk teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was equivalent to all 70 members of the Sanhedrin. But we don't learn it in that context. We're learning Moshe Rabbeinu as a member of the Sanhedrin, then we don't use the pasuk to teach us that he was greater than all the members of the Sanhedrin. Rather, the context of the pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of those 70. Rabbi Yehuda says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not included in the Sanhedrin. What does he do with the pasuk Imach? Mishum Shechina. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was saying that everybody should remain outside and not go into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, where the Shechina is. Rabbanan, that the pasuk is telling us that everybody should remain outside. How could they use the pasuk to teach us something else? Answers the Gemara, Amakra. There's another pasuk that says V'nosu itcha b'masa am. So we learn from that pasuk, say the Rabbanan, itcha, with you v'at badai, you should be with them. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't included with them. What does he do with that pasuk of itcha? To teach us itcha b'dayim l'cha, that the members of the Sanhedrin should be people who are like you. They should be people who are miuchasim, that have a strong lineage. They don't have any mum. So again, the Rishonim say, when we learn here that the members of Sanhedrin may not have a mum, it doesn't mean a physical blemish. It means they shouldn't have a virus. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who learned the word itcha comes to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu should be part of the group. Where do they learn that the qualifications of somebody who's supposed to be in the Sanhedrin? So it says they learn from the pasuk for mehakem melacha v'nasu itcha nafka. So we learn from there that that type of people you have to have. And even though that pasuk is stated by the Sanhedrin Ketana, says the Gemara, they learn that Yalfi, we learn the qualifications of the members of the Sanhedrin Gedola from the qualifications of the members of the Sanhedrin Ketana. So the pasuk that says V'nasa Itcha is coming to teach us that halacha about what are the qualifications of the members of the Sanhedrin. And obviously, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is going to be, we can't learn the halachas of the Sanhedrin Gedola from the pasuk by the Sanhedrin Ketana, and therefore we need another pasuk, the pasuk of Itcha, for that limud. Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk says that V'yisharu Shnei Anashim B'machna. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to gather 70 zakenim from the 12 shvatim. But there was a challenge here, because 12 shvatim, we have a problem. 12 times 6 is 12 times 6 is 72. And on the other hand, 12 times 5 is 70. So what they did was, they went through a very elaborate procedure how to choose who were the 72 out of the 12, the 70 out of 12 shvatim. Yesh, and the pasuk says that Eldad and Medad were the two people that were not included in the group of the 70 zakenim. Yesh Imrim, so the pasuk says v'yisharu. What does it mean that they remained there? Beklapi nishtairu. They didn't pick a lottery that made them members of the Sanhedrin, of the Shivim Ish. And explains the Gemara. Shabbashah Shamalai Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Isfili Ish Shivim Ish Mezikni Yisrael, gather 70 people, Amar Moshe, Shemoshe Rabbeinu had a challenge. Kate said, so what should I do? Every Shisha, because Shisha Shavit, if I pick 6 from every Shavit, Nimtza Shnaim Yisrael, I'm going to have 72. Ever Chamish Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, if I'm only going to pick 5 from each Shevet, Nimtza Chsarim Chsarim, I'm only going to have 60 instead of 70. Ever Shisha M'Shevet Zeh V'Chamish M'Shevet Zeh, if I'll just choose that from this some Shvatim I'll take 6, and from 5 some I'll take 5, that also doesn't work. Hareini Matal Kina Bein Hashvatim. What that does is that the shvatim that will have less members will be upset. Ma'asa, what am I sure going to do? Bira shisha shisha. He chose 6 zakenim from every shevet. Vevi shevet shnayim peskin. He brought 72 pieces of paper. Al shim kasu zakin. On 70 he wrote the word zakin. Vishnayim hiniyeh cholak. And 2 he left blank. Balam v'nasu v'klapi. And then he put them all into the basket. Vamlehem, and then he told them, "Bo v'tulas b'skeichem, go and choose your piece of paper." So says the Gemara, "Kam yishal b'yadei zaken." Whoever chose a piece of paper that says under the word zaken, "Amlei kvar kitshucha shemayim," you have been designated by mena shemayim to be in the Sanhedrin. "Mishal b'yadei cholak," and whoever got a blank piece of paper. Amalai, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'cha fitzbecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have this position, ani ma'asa l'cha. So when the pasuk says, V'yisharu, the pasuk V'yisharu Shnei Noshim means that Eldad and Nedad were the people who were left with a blank piece of paper. So the Yerushalmi asks a question. It's not fair, because if we have 72 pieces of paper with 70 that has the word Shevet on it and 2 Sanhedrin on it, Zakon on it, and 2 not. So as you move down, being the one who picks out your name, so there's going to be less of a chance that you're going to end up being chosen as a member of the Sanhedrin. So the Yerushalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu always made sure that there should be left four pieces of paper. Nobody should be left that with just two pieces of paper that are blank. The Ben Yoyada says that our Gemara doesn't say that, because according to this, there might have been more than 70 pieces of paper. So the Riva says a very simple solution. The Riva says what they did was that after every, they started with these 72 pieces of paper. And every time somebody picked out a piece of paper, they looked what it said on the piece of paper, and then they threw that piece of paper back into the basket. If they threw that piece of paper back into the basket, so we're always going to have 70, everybody's going to have a choice with 72 pieces of paper. The other Achroidim ask, why was it done this way, where we had so many pieces of paper? Why don't they just have that two people, the first two people should be, that we should write that you're not appointed, and the rest should be left empty. So he said, the Sefer Zereshimshin answers that what the Torah requires is that things be very clear. And this is the way that it's very clear. The Ben Yoyada asks, why didn't they just pick Shvatim? We had the 12 Shvatim. As we began, the way it worked was that 10 of them had six Zakenim, two had only five. So why don't we just do a Goyrel by Shevet? So the Ben Yoyada answers that it's not the Shevet that is not the one that should have the Goyrel. The issue here is not driven by the Shevet. The issue here is driven by the people. Are they or are they not people that should be in the Sanhedrin? And therefore, it's not a Shevet-driven thing. Another teretz is that it could be, possibly, that the two that are not, we're assuming, and that the six were from 10 Shvatim, and the five were from two other Shvatim. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It could be that 11 Shvatim had six, and one Shevet had four. And therefore, because of that, it's not fair to do it that way. A third teretz is that it's much more embarrassing to do it in a way that an individual, or two individuals, as we're learning, will be embarrassed, versus having a situation that entire Shevet was embarrassed. Says the Gemara, we have another situation like this in the Torah. Ki yotz b'davar ato oimer, l'kachta chameshes chameshes shkolem l'gagoyros. The Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Levim to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash instead of the Bechayrim. Till that point, the Bechayrim were the ones that were designated to do the Avodah. And at that point, the Levim was supposed to take over. So, but the numbers did not match up. The Levim were 22,000, and the Bechayrim were 22,273. So we have 273 Bechayrim more than Levim. Those 273 Bechayrim, the way they were redeemed was by giving Chamesh Shloim, like a Bechor, like a Pidyon HaBen. Now the question is, who should those Bechorim be? Every Bechor obviously said, it's not going to be me. I'm the one that is being, I don't want to have to spend the money, it'll be the Levi. I'm instead of a Levi. So the Pasuk says, V'lakachta chameshish chameshish goyim l'goyilus. Every Levi, every Bechor who doesn't have a Levi corresponding to him, said he has to give the five shkolim as a pinyan aben. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keitza Eslem, exactly what should I do to these Bechayrim? Im Amalei Tein, you are the one to give the chamesh shkolim, b'begoncha, and you will be, that's how you will be redeemed. But say, Yomloi, he's going to say, Kvar Kabadani Ben Levi, I was redeemed by a Levi. Ma'osa, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He brought 22,000 pieces of paper, and he wrote on them Levi. And on the 273 pieces of paper, Chamesh Shkolim, he wrote the words Chamesh Shkolim. He mixed them all up, and put them into a basket. And he told all these Bukharim, pick out a piece of paper. The one that got a piece of paper that says in it, Ben Levi, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to that Bechor, Kfar Paducha Ben Levi, you have been redeemed by a Levi. And the one that got a piece of paper that said Chamesh Shkolim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to that Levi, 10 Pidgoncha Vitzei, you're going to have to pay for a Pidyon HaBen, you're not going to get it for free. Rav Shimon Aimer, but we go back to the beginning to what we say. So the Belzer Rebbe asks the question, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make the special announcement when the people who were not chosen to be Zakenim, he said, Hamokam Lechofetz Bach, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make such a strong, embarrassing announcement? So the Bezel Rebbe has a very interesting approach to this question. He says that actually being put into a leadership position is not always something that's so favorable. Leadership comes with its challenges. And therefore, even though these individuals were all candidates to be Zakenim, it wasn't necessary that they wanted to be candidates. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, if you are chosen to be in a position of leadership, so it's not necessarily something that you want, it's something that you have to take. And if Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if you weren't chosen, then don't be upset, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. And it's our place in this world to do what we're supposed to do. Shimon says, "B'machnam nishtayru." It says, "V'sharu shnei anoshim." What that really means is they were left in the machnam. Because what happened was, "B'sharu shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe isru l'shim ish." Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, get 70 people. "Amr eldad me'edim, ein anu ruim l'Moshe g'dayla." We're not worthy for that position. "Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoil me'atatem atzmechem." You took this approach that you're acting so humble. You are actually going to be treated in a higher level. All of those Nevi'im, Nisnabu Upasku, they said their Nevu'ah, and that one time, and they never said Nevu'ah again. However, the Haim, these two individuals said Nevu'ah V'loi Pasku. Says the Gemara, man is nevuah nesnabu. What was that extra nevuah that they said that no one else said? Amr Moshe Meis, they said Moshe Rabbeinu will pass away. For Yeshua Machnas as Yisrael Arutz, and Yeshua is going to bring Klai Yisrael into Yisrael. Avchanan Amr Meshum Rebbe Lazar Al Iskei Haslav Heimesnabim. They said nevuah about the whole story of the slav. When Klai Yisrael complained, they need meat. They said, alei slav, there will be slav on the machna that will give us food. They said the nevuah about Mashiach that should come here b'yameinu. Shenemar, koi omar Hashem alekim, ha'atu asher dibarta b'yom kamoinim, b'yat avdi nevi Yisrael, ha'nevim b'yom mehem shnai shonim lahavi oischa aleyem. Al tek rishonim, el shnayim. Veza shnayim, what were the two Nevi'im Shnis Abu Peg Echa Nevu'ah Achas? Who was the two that said Nevu'ah at that time? Hava Omer, Eldad, Umeidad. They were Eldad, Umeidad. So the Netziv asks, that we're learning in our Gemara that each person, the Bechayrim, picked out pieces of paper, and whoever was chosen had a piece of paper, either Ben Levi or Chamesh Shkolim. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu told him Kfar Paducha ben Levi. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them. So the Netziv suggests that even though a Bechor, as soon as he is born, he has Kedushas Bechor, the Netziv suggests that a Bechor, even though he has that Kedushas Bechor automatically, should be designated a Bechor. And the way it was designated was by Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Kfar Paducha Ben Levi, that is the way they were designated. We're learning about Eldad and Nedad. The Targum Yonason says that Eldad and Nedad were the sons of Elitzofen Bar Parnoch, who was the Nasi of Shevet Zvulun, that Yocheved, the wife of Amram, married this individual, Elitzofen Bar Parnoch, when Amram divorced her before he took her back. And while she was, and therefore they were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. They had the same brothers. The problem with this is that the halacha is that if a woman is divorced, she can remarry her husband, provided that he's not a kohen, as long as she was never remarried. But here, according to this, Yocheved was remarried. So how could Amram take her back? So therefore, the Das HaKeinim has a different pshat. He says what happened was that Amram married another woman while he was divorced from Yocheved. And from that woman, there were these two boys, the two sons born, Eldad and Medad. And therefore, they were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. But according to that pshat, half-brothers from the father, not from the mother. One of the opinions we just learned, that they were saying Nevuah about Gog and Magog, the big Mecham of Gog and Magog, which will take place before Mashiach comes from Herb Yemenu. So Pinchas Karatza explains, why are they saying Nevuah about Gog and Magog? So he explains that Gog and Magog are the people who represent arrogance. They don't believe in God. Eldad and Medad, who we see in the Gemara here, were just the opposite. They were interested in not in a position of power. They are the ones that are most appropriate to say Nevuah about Gog and Magog, because they are just the opposite of what Gog and Magog represent. Amamar, so says the one we just learned in the Braisa, the Kol HaNevim Kul Nasnabu Pasku, all the Nevim said Nevuah and then stopped. Vehein versus Eldad and Medad, Nisnab of Alei Pasku, they said Nevuah and didn't stop. Menol on the Pasku, asked the Gemara, how do we know that they stopped? Ilam Diksev Nisnab of Alei Yosfu, that they never, Alei Yosfu, that means that they didn't say again. El Me'at Kol Godl V'Alei Yosef, which is said by Har Sinai, Hachanam D'Alei Yosefu, are we going to say that it didn't come again? Of course the Shechina continued to speak. Ella, it must be the loy pasak. It means that it never stopped. So that call from Har Sinai is here forever. So the Sefer Taras Chaim tries to understand it. What does it mean that it never stopped? We don't hear any call coming out from Har Sinai. So he says what the Gemara here means to say call is not the voice per se. It means the shefa, the bracha that comes to the world, that we are blessed in this world, comes from that call, from that moment of Kabbalah Satorah. It brought tremendous bracha to the entire world. Says the Gemara, Ela Hacha, by the Nevuah it says, V'yisnabu, and Hasum Ksiv, Misnabim. What does that mean? Adayim, Misnabim, V'holchim, that the Nevuah continues. Says the Bishlam Alamandam of Moshe Meis, according to the Mandama that they said that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to pass away, Hainu Diksiv, we could understand when Yeshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adonai Moshe Kloim, Moshe Rabbeinu, eliminate them, because it's something that he didn't want to hear. Ela Mandama Hanach Tarti, the other about the Slav, about Mechamas Gog and Magog. So why would Yeshua ask, "My Adoni Moshe Kloim"? Why did Yeshua ask that they should be eliminated? Answers the Gemara: Yeshua's problem with them was The lav oirchara, it's not respectful to have like a talmud amar halacha b'fnei rabbi. A talmud, they were saying nevu in the presence of Moshe Beinu. So the achroinim ask that the halach is that a navi hakovish nevu, so a navi who withholds saying the vua that he's supposed to say, is chayiv misa. So the question here is that why over here, how can we suggest that they shouldn't say the nevuah? So the Sanhedrin Katani answers that what was the nevuah that Yeshua wanted they shouldn't say? The Moshe will pass away. But once that was decreed, there's no point in saying it because it was a decreed. What about the other nevuahs? So Yeshua's position was that of course the nevuah has to be said, but it doesn't have to be said by them. It should be said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, Bishlama l'mandama hanach tarti, that they said about Goy Gomogoy, they said about the Slav. Hanach d'ksiv, we could understand Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction, mi yitain. Says the Gemara, l'mandama, that halavai, everybody should say nevuah. El l'mandama Moshe meis, according to the mandama that says that the nevuah was that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away, minach avanichalei, is that something that Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied with? Answers the Gemara, l'saimah kamei, that Yeshua did not have a chance to say everything that they said. He just said the saying nevuah. So which Moshe Rabbeinu said, great. Indeed, if he would have said that, you know, the nevuah is that you're passing away, he wouldn't have had that reaction. Ask the Gemara, what did Yeshua mean by saying, Adonai Moshe Kloim? So Amalei Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatalayim tzarchi tzibur, give them jobs to take care of, and then kolam aleihem, because the nevuah is only on a person who's besimcha, and a person who has these types of challenges is not going to be able to say, is not going to be able to be nevuah. The Gra says, the Gemara Masechta Megillah says, Mila Basela, Shtika Betrain. So he says, Pshat in the Gemara is Mila Basela, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the stone, then shtika betrayin, then Eldad v'Medad will not have had what to say. Shtika, train, these two people would have been trained, they would have been quiet, they would have had nothing to say. So Gemara says the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied with what they said was that because Leisai Mekamei. But I saw a pshat that if what Moshe Rabbeinu was always satisfied with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But what Yeshua was saying was that if you're going to be satisfied, then there's no chance that this Gezeirah will become nullified. And that's why Yeshua did not want that Moshe Rabbeinu should hear Yeshua Machnas. So here we're learning that Tzarchei Tzibur could put a person into a situation that he doesn't have the clarity. The question is, what is the halacha about somebody davening? And right, doing Tzarchei Tzibur and then davening. And the question is that appropriate, or maybe he can't daven? And the same question comes up about somebody taking on a position of Tzarchei Tzibur. Is it something that's commendable or not? And the way I saw that the Poskim, the Masham, speaks towards this question, he says that somebody who could learn should learn rather than doing Tzarchei Tzibur. But somebody who can do Tzarchei Tzibur, he says very sharp words. He says, Goyer Marichas Yomim, somebody who does Tzarchei Tzibur, is going to have a long life. And somebody who withholds himself, so he says that a person, but he makes it very clear, if somebody has the ability to learn Torah, that comes first. And that should be the way he should daven after learning. But if the person is not up to that, then what he should do is he should do the Tzarchei Tzibur. He should do the Tzarchei Tzibur with simcha, and therefore the halacha is that they could do that. Here the Gemara says that they said nevuah that Yeshua Why was it only these two Nevi'im that said this Nevuah and not anyone else? So I saw that the Sefer Olei Shem explains, all the other Nevi'im, their Nevuah emanated from Moshe Rabbeinu. So since their Nevuah emanated from Moshe Rabbeinu, they weren't the ones that could say Nevuah about Moshe Rabbeinu. However, these individuals, other than made it, were independently worthy of Nevuah. And since they were independently worthy of Nevuah, that's why they could say that Nevuah about Moshe Rabbeinu. We learned in the Mishnah that we need to have an Eda Shefetes, the Eda Metzelis, 10 people that will say negative and 10 people that will say positive. That's how we have 20 Dayanim. So the Mishnah continued, Menayin Lahavi Oit Shlosha. How do we know that we have to have three more? So the Mishnah explained, we have to have 23 so we could have a situation that if he's guilty, there will be two more guilty votes than one innocent vote. Ask the Gemara, Soif, by appointing 23 Dayanim, we haven't accomplished anything. Because Echad Asu Mezaken, if we'll have 11 that say he's innocent, and 12 say he's guilty, we only have a majority of one. If we have 10 who say he's innocent and 13 who say he's guilty, then there's 3 and we only need 2. Answers the Gemara, Amar Bavua, Yata Maitza, what is the situation? Ella, in a situation where we have 11 who say innocent and 11 who say guilty, and one of the Dayanim doesn't just know what to say. By Sifin, so the halacha is that we add to this group 2. Now, that one who abstained is out. So now we have 24 people. The Divrei Akol, so now we have a situation where we have 24 and we'll have 11 who say innocent and 13 who say guilty. This is according to everybody. And then says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda said, as we started the shiur today, that there's 70 members of the 70 Gedolah. So what happened is that if 36 said guilty, 34 said innocent, then we have a majority of 2. According to the Chachamim, hold, we have 71. We don't have a way of figuring it out. Vamar Avua, the Masifin, in a situation where we have 11 who say innocent and 11 say guilty and 1 abstains, Masifin, we add that even though we've been learning throughout our shir, that we never have a bezdin of an even number of members. Here, where we started with an odd number, and because of the situation we added, then we're allowed to have an even number. Shita, ask the Gemara. The Mishnah says we're going to learn the Mishnah later in our Masechta on Daf Mem and Aleph, that if one of the Yonim abstain, we add 2, and therefore will be 22 plus 2 equal 24. Says the Gemara, Ma'adatayim, we only have that Mishnah, Haidakam any Yedeya, command the Isidami. The one that said that abstained is not completely discounted. The Amma Milsa, and if after he abstained, he decides to vote, Shaminala, maybe we should now include him. Kamashwan, that's what the Gemara teaches us. The high the Kama any Adeya, the member that says I don't know, command the lesser dummy. He's completely removed. Vim Omatama, and even if he has something to say, at this point Le Shaminale. Says the Gemara, Omar of Kahana, Sanhedrin Shirah Kulon Lachaiva. If the entire Sanhedrin voted that this person should be guilty, Titan, I say, we let him go off free. My Tama says, "When Kivin the Gemira Halonas of Den Lamevele Schusa, that even if it seems that he's going to be guilty, we don't issue the decision until tomorrow. That there should be enough time to see if that they should be able to reconsider." But if they saw that everybody agreed that he should be guilty, so what's going to happen is they're not going to rethink it because they're going to think everybody thinks he's guilty. And this person will not be able to get the fair trial that he deserves. I did, however, see a very interesting shot, which is just the opposite. That shot says that if everybody says that he's guilty, we can't let him go free. Just under normal circumstances, we do halonas hadin. We give everybody a chance to think about it. In a case where everybody thinks that he's guilty, then there's nothing to wait. We know that he's guilty, and therefore we right away give him the punishment. The Sefer Panine Kedem says that when the Shvatim were judging Yosef, Reuven came and he said, "Hayelat elenu v'ani onani bo," because the Reuven said that everybody thought that Yosef was guilty. Reuven wasn't there. Had Reuven been there, and he would have voted if he would have voted along with everybody else that he's guilty, it would have been a situation that he would go free, because we're learning now in the Gemara, if everybody agrees that he's guilty, he goes free. So Reuven said, because I was the last one that voted, and I voted that he's not guilty, my vote was the one that made him be sentenced to death. I should have not voted. I should have actually voted guilty. And once I should have voted guilty, then he would have indeed been freed. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahuna, Sanhedrin Shura Kulam L'chayva. If the entire Sanhedrin decided that this person, if the entire Sanhedrin decided that this person is guilty, Paitun I say, my Tama, because of the halacha that we just learned. And all the Mefarshim say that that's pshat in what we say in the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Be'im me'el tz'yotzer, mo'l maga pesha, tegid li'yakud v'archoyku mishpat tz'adkeinu b'mishpat ha'melech ha'mishpat. If there's nobody who could say anything good about us, then we're like a Sanhedrin that everybody says is guilty, and then we go off free. And that's why we say, Tag li'yakud v'archoyku mishpat, say the halacha that a bezdin that says kula chayva is entitled them. That's a way that they go out free. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnevim Sanhedrin Ella Balikoyma. We only appoint members of the Sanhedrin. People are tall; they make an impression. Or Bali Chachma, people are Bali Chachma. Of course, it doesn't mean Ben Yoyod is Chaz Chachma Satayra. It's obvious that you could only appoint somebody who has Chachma Satayra. It means worldly knowledge, or Bali Mara, good-looking people, or Bali Zvikna. So the way the Mefarshim explained, it can't be somebody very old, because somebody very old already forgot what it means to have a family, but it can't be somebody young, very young either. It can't be somebody who's not married. Bali Kshafim, the Mefarshim explained, somebody who knows what Kishif is. Because if somebody's being tried for having made Kishif, how do we know that he made Kishif? It might have just been magic. Only if somebody is an expert is he able to make this decision. Yoidim b'shem loshon, they have to know all these languages, that shaloi tehes and hedin shem p'ir togman. It's never the same when you don't hear it directly from the person who's giving testimony or is being accused, if it's only through an interpreter. Somebody could come up with a logic, why even though the Torah says a sheretz is tameh, it should really be tamar. Amar Rav Ani Odom V'Tarani. He says, I'll show you how we can make such an argument. Uma nochish shememis, when a snake bites somebody, rechamal tzlan, that individual dies. Mar b'tumah b'olam. So the nochish is the one that brings a lot of tumah to the world. Tor sheretz she'en memitz, nobody dies from a sheretz. So so it doesn't cause more tum in the world. Ena din shi tar, so sheretz shouldn't be tar v'lohi. It says the Gemara, It's an incorrect argument. Mida to have a koitz ba'alma. Somebody could get stung by a thorn. So a thorn causes death. Does that mean that a thorn is tamei? V'loihi. V'loihi mida to have a koitz ba'alma. One has nothing to do with the other. So Agamara says that it's only somebody could be matarisheretz. Of course, it's a very difficult understanding. So one pshat that I saw, it means that you have to be a lamdan. You have to be a Talmud Chacham. Another pshat that I saw is that somebody has to be enough of a Talmud Chacham that somebody has to be able to find a reason why something that everybody believes is tamei is really tahor. Only somebody who has in him the qualification that he knows that he tries to look for the good of everybody, only such an individual could be on the Sanhedrin. Amidah Barav, Kol Ir She'en Bo Shnayim L'daber. Any city that doesn't have two people that could speak all the languages, V'echad L'shmaya, and one could at least understand those languages, Eimashim by Sanhedrin, we won't put him onto the Sanhedrin. Beitar, says the Gemara, have a Shloisha. There were three Dayanim that could speak the 70 languages. Yavna Arba, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shuva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon HaTamani, Don Lefneim, Bekarka. The halach is that Rabbi Shimon HaTamani, when he used to sit in the Torah, he would sit on the floor. He felt that he wasn't worthy to be in that Bezdin. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Shlishis, a Bezdin has three Dayanim, Chach, that could speak any language, is Chachma. Revius, Ein Lamalim Mena. So we see that you have to have at least three Dayanim that could speak the languages, not two and one. Answers the Gemara, who could I omit it? Tanya, the Tanya Shnia, the second best is that two Dayanim that could speak is a Chachma. Shlish is one that has three Dayanim, Ein Lamalim Mena. There's no need to have more than three. Not necessary to have. You don't have to have three. Two is good enough. Says the Gemara. Whenever it says in the Gemara, teaches us the Braisa, Lameidim Lefnei Chachamim, it means Levi who learned from Rebbe. Whenever it says Donim Lefnei Chachamim, it refers to Shimon ben Pazi, Shimon ben Zoyma, Chanan HaMetzri, V'Chananya ben Achnoi. They were all people that never reached the level of Zikna. They were always sitting still on the floor. They never reached that level. Whenever it says Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Masni, Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, he had Chamisha, had five Talmidim. Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma, Shimon Atamani, Chana Mitzri, V'Chananya ben Chachnoi. Reb Senna Shebabavel, whenever it says Reb Senna Shebabavel, it refers to Rav and Shmuel. When it says Rabbi Nesene Shabbat Yisrael, it refers to Rabbi Abba. When it says Dayonaga Oila, it refers to Karna. When it says Dayonaga Yisrael, it refers to Rabbi Ami Ravasi. Whenever it says Dayonai the Pumpadisa, it refers to Rabbi Papa Shmuel. Whenever it says Dayonaga Nada, it refers to Rabbi Adabe Menyumi. When it says Savi the Surah, it refers to Rabbi Huna Rabbi Chizda. When it says Savi de Pampadisa, it refers to Rav Yehuda Rav Eina. When it says Harif de Pampadisa, the sharp of Pampadisa, it refers to Eifa Vamimai B'nei Rechava. Whenever it says Amaroi de Pampadisa, it refers to Rav of Rav Yosef. Whenever it says Amaroi de Nadoi, it refers to Rav Chama. When it says Narboil Masni, it means Rami Rebbe. Whenever it says Amar Bei Rav, it refers to Rav Huna. Ask the Gemara, how could say Amri Bei Rav mean Rav Huna? But there's a Gemara that says Vam Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav, so it can't be Rav Huna speaking. Amri Bei Rav speaking by himself. Says the Gemara, it must be that when it says Amri Bei Rav, it means Rav Hamnuna. Whenever it says Amri B'Marava, it means Rav Yirmiya. Whenever it says Shoch Matam, that something was sent from Eretz Yisrael, it means Rav Yosef B'Chanina. Whenever it says Mechakola B'Marava, it means Rebbe Lozer. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Shalch Mitam refers to Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina? For Shalch Mitam, the Gemara says Shalch Mitam will differ Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Alaypach says, well, we have to reverse it. Shoch metamez Rabbi Lazar, machkol amarava refers to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. The Kama Yibir we learned in the Mishnah of Yei Ruila Sanhedrin. How many members do you have in a city that it should have be able to have a Sanhedrin? Meiva Esrim. Ask the Gemara, what is the significance? Meiva Esrim, Meiva Detayu. Says the Gemara, Esrim Vishloisha, you have to have 23 members, connected Sanhedrin Katana. We learned the Sanhedrin Katana has 23 members. Then you have to have Shalash Shuris, Shal Esrim Vishloisha. You have to have three rows of 23 people in case. That in case we have to keep on adding Dayanim, they should be people that could become successors and being members of the Beis Din. Haray Tishah V'Tarti. So 92 are accounted for. Asar Batlanim Shal Beis HaKnesses. The city has to have 10 people that do nothing besides live, daven, and learn. As the Gemara Masechta Brachos, as Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Kivan Shagbar Kadosh Baruch Hu Beis HaKnesses V'Lo Motzei Shem Asara, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the city and he doesn't find those 10 people, Miyadhu Kayus, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rahman Tzlon gets angry. Vishnei Harimei Trey, 102 are accounted for. Shnei Seifrim, you have to have two scribes who write down what goes on in the Beis Din. Shnei Chazonim, two people who are the assistants in the Beis Din. Shnei Baladinim, the two litigants that come to the Beis Din. Shnei Edim, two Edim that say testimony, Shnei Zomimim, you have to have two people that could be Mazim, those two Edim, Shnei Zomimim, and another two that could do that to the second pair. So that's how Meva is based. We have 114. Vitanya, every city that doesn't have the 10 following people that could do the things, ain't Tamachachim Roy Sholot, but Tamachachim may not live there. Bezdin, Makin, give makis and punishments to those who deserve. Kupa shitztaka, and a kupa tztaka nigvas b'shnayim, that two people collect, umeschalakas b'shloish, but it's divided by three people, but it could be the same people. Ubeis a knesses, a shul, ubeis a mechitz, a bathhouse, ubeis a kisei is a bathroom, roifei is a doctor, umen is a bloodletter, lavlever is somebody who could print svarim, umelamet tenek is somebody who could teach Talmid Chachamim, Tanech the children, Mishum Rav Kiva Amra, Af Mina Peira, you have to have all different types of fruit. Meshimene Peira, Mirus and Naim. Somebody once came to the Gerer Rebbe and he said, I'm having eye problems. So the Rebbe told him, eat fruit. And somebody says that, the Gemara says that you have to, fruit, it makes your eye, your vision better. But we learned in the Mishnah, you have to have Messiah Vishloshim, 213. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Messiah Vishivim Vishiva. You have to have 277. But Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Messiah Vishivim Vishmoina. But ask the Gemara, there's another Brisa that says he holds 278. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha, Ha Rabbi Huda, Ha Rabbanan. When Rabbi said you have to have 277, he was saying that according to the opinion, that there's in the Sanhedrin 70 members. But according to the Mandom that says that in the Sanhedrin there's 71 members, so therefore you have one more. Tanabon of Samta Leim, Yisroi advised Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasamta Leim, sorry, Alofim, sorry, Meir, sorry, Chamishim, sorry, Saris. Sorry, Alofim is one person in charge of 1,000 people. So they had Sheish Meir, 600 for the 600,000 people. Sorry, Meir is 1/100, so they had Sheshes Alofim, 6,000 Sarei Meis, Sarei Chamishim, 1/50, so they had Shnei Masa Alef, 12,000 of those individuals, Sarei Asaris, that they had 1/10, they had 60,000, Nimtzu Dayana Yisrael, if you put this all together, they had Shivas Rabbayim Vishmonis Alofim Vishesh Meis, 78,600 Dayanim were appointed for positions in the Midbar, based on Yisrael's advice. Hanulach Dayanim Mamanus, Hanulach Dayanim Mamanus, Hanulach Dayanim Mamanus.